Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, what it do, it's your boy Big Beef in the place to be, and I'm the one and the twos. My man, Master Green, is in the place to be. We ready. What it do, what's going on out there? Where you at? I missed y'all, man. Once again, Big Beef coming with a current event. LeBron James coming to the Lake Show. Is the Lake Show back on point or what? Lance Stevenson, the boy, what's the boy coming from New Orleans? Roger, I can't never say the boy's name, you know what I mean? Rondo, you know what I'm talking about. The boy coming on, Lake Show could be back in Maine in full damn effect. And he got the boy, the center, the long, light-skinned boy. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. With a scraggly beard. These brothers got millions and millions of dollars in private barbers. Why won't they get their beards groomed correctly? I don't understand it. I don't get it. But anyway, we got a show for y'all. I want to, you know, give a shout out to the Funk Museum in Ohio, because without them, we don't, you know, we're not able to do what we do. And so I want to let them know that they are appreciated in every way, shape, and form. So let's get it, man. Let's get it in and do what we do. How y'all doing out there? I want y'all to call in at 646-668-8287. That's 646-668-8287. Get it in with your boy on Culture Zine Radio, Big Beat, and the Funk Files, along with my man, Master Green. We getting it in, baby. We getting it in. So let me know what's good with you, man. Don't be afraid to call in. Understand, this is what we need. We need some interaction. We need some interaction. That's what we need. So, you know what I mean? matter of fact, it is the season. I'm not talking about Christmas. No, it's foot and ass season around this month. Yes, indeed. I'm a toe man. So all you toe lovers out there that can really appreciate a woman with a good ass pedicure. Yeah, I said a pedicure. That means if you got your toes did, if you got knots and corns and bunions, you know what I mean, on your feet, you should probably keep them to yourself. I'm just saying. You should probably keep them to yourself. Don't nobody want to see all that. It don't make no sense. It really don't. It's a sad, sad day when I see people's women's. I was in Stater Brothers just this evening, minding my own damn business, and somebody approached me. I didn't look right. The foot was, on some different stuff. The foot was knotted up with corn on the cob and cracked up and ashy. You shouldn't bring your foots out. Don't bring your hoofs out if they're looking like that. Keep them away for everybody. Don't nobody need to see all that. We, especially in a place where you buy food at. I'm trying to understand it. I don't really get it. But anyway, enough on foots is on feet. Well, it ain't never enough on feet, because I want a fine sister, you know what I mean, to make sure she Bruce Lee me right in the mouth. I mean, do some Kyber on me. Kick me in the grill. Make my gums bleed. I love feet. That's what I do. I just love feet. Feet and ass. This is the season. When it get hot, the feet come out. Yes, indeedy. Now, I'm not freaky like on some R. Kelly when I want a urine on somebody, especially urine on babies. That ain't right. You know what I mean? BP ain't freaky like that. But I like grown women's feet, women that take care of your feet, women that get at least an every 2-week pedicure. Even if you do your damn feet yourself, as long as they look good, ring them out. This is the season. It's sandal season. Yes, indeedy. It is sandal season. SS, baby. Bring them pretty feet out. Bring them out. If the weather is hot, it's time to let go of your phalanges. Release them. If you got pink on your toes, they cotton candy. If you got red on your toes, open up your nose. You understand what I'm talking about? If you got black, they like black licorice. That shit is nasty. Don't do it. Black licorice taste like medicine. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just having a little fun with y'all, man. I want to let y'all know I appreciate you. The Funk Files appreciate you. Master Green appreciates y'all. We want to give a shout out to the man Shaki, if he out in the place to be. Call in, man. I know you busy, man. Call in. Let me hear your voice. It's been a minute since I heard you, Shaq. Where you at? Where you at? Anyway, like I said, the Lake Show is back. Supposedly, I hope the boy McGee is. That's it, McGee, Rondo, Lance Stevenson, and LeBron James, the King himself, right here in the Lakers. Woo, LA, right here. We back, man. We back. We about to get on, man. We for sure getting in the playoffs, deep in the playoffs. I believe. I bleed purple and gold. And guess what? I ain't afraid to be told. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get it, man. Let's get it. We got stuff for you tonight. We got some stuff for you. We got some serious stuff, and we got some playful stuff. And I want another, once again, I want to give a shout-out to the Funk Museum in Ohio. This is our sponsor. This is how we're able to do what we do every month. And you know what? If we get some more callers, we can get y'all to amp up, call in, holler at your boy Big Beef. Don't be afraid to call in. Dial in 646-668-8287. Let's get it, man. 2018, we got to get closer to our damn dreams. Don't be afraid, man. Matter of fact, I'd like to give a shout-out to Miss Tiffany Haddish and Leslie Jones. I've had the privilege to work with those two sisters out there, and I'm telling you, I ain't got nothing but praise and honor to them. Sisters out there that have actually been working hard for many, many years. Don't think Tiffany Haddish or Leslie Jones just came onto the scene. They've been out there for a minute doing what they do, honing their craft, doing what they're supposed to do in order to make things happen. So it's a beautiful situation, and I want y'all to understand and know it. You know what I mean? This is what we do. This is how we do. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's all love. It's all love. So once again, I would love for y'all to call in, holler at your boy, Big Beef, Master Green. We got something for you, man. We got some funky-ass music for you. And we got a little topic, man. Matter of fact, I'm trying to understand, man, why is it six new Republican, you know, people on the ballot that are outright white supremacists? You know, I mean, this is what they do. They're not afraid to let you know this is who they are. And so we need to go ahead and, you know what I mean, recognize, you know, yes, it's a fun show, yes, but we also relevant. We want to make sure we keep it relevant. And we let you all know that, you know what I mean, we connected to the people and to the streets. And so we need to make sure that we stay on our grind and make sure we do what we're supposed to do. You feel me? It's not that hard to do. It's really not. Make sure that we understand and respect the fact that we got some people that's trying to take us backwards. Like, matter of fact, your boy 45, Trumpy, is going hard in the paint. And he's not once, as the commander-in-chief of the United States of these Americas, he has not come out and said anything against these white supremacist groups that are out here, man. So pay attention. You know what I mean? Stay woke. You know what I mean? Don't just be over crossing your damn arms and shit and Wakanda and people, and you don't even know what the hell is going on in society. You know what I mean? In your society, in your world, pay attention. This is why it's important for you to vote and stay active and pay attention to what's going on around you. I know a lot of us don't want to do it, but, hey, we need to do it. I'm just saying, we need to stay relevant. Once again, we got the Funk Files right here, right now. We relevant, man. We relevant in 2018. Myself, Master Green, on the ones and to the damn twos. We're about to provide this show for you, man. We got something for you. And, ladies, with the rocking the beautiful phalanges out there in this beautiful summer hot weather, don't be afraid to loosen your feet. Matter of fact, you remember the damn movie Footloose, baby. Get footloose. Don't be afraid to release your phalanges. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some toes, especially if only if they're pretty. And women's feet, not no brother's feet. I ain't on you. If you gay brothers out there, I'm not mad at you. You know what I mean? Do what you do. You want to be gay, be gay. But beef is straight to the mother. I'm just saying. More gay brothers out there, more booty for beef. You feel me? Less competition. I ain't mad at you gay brothers. Go ahead and do what you do. I ain't over there hating, ain't no gay bashing over here. If you want to do what you want to do, hey, knock yourself out. Less competition, like I said. I ain't mad. Do what you do. But anyway, we got something for you, man. We got some first song tonight on the block. It's going to be good. We got a hot one for you. We got a hot one for you. But anyway, you know what I mean? I Want to Be Free by the Ohio Players, man. That's one of my songs, man. You remember that I Want to Be Free? You know what we're talking about, like flapping his wings. As a matter of fact, like when the ladies go to the spa and you're trying to get them toes did, and you know what I mean? You're coming in there crusty, and you come out soft. You know what I'm talking about? And you're over there bad-mouthing the brothers when you went to the spa and you're soaking your feet in salt water, mineral oil, and whatnot, whatever it is you do, pumice stones and putting hot rocks on your back, whatnot, and trying to get your feet and back and ass together. You know what I mean? So you come home to a brother that's been, you know what I mean, he got the candles out, a little Teddy P, you know Teddy Pendergrass, you know what I'm talking about, a little Luther Vandross, you know what I mean, setting the mood, you know what I mean, brothers, we got to do more, we got to do better to keep our sisters together. Don't be afraid to get and romance the damn stone, you know what I'm talking about, because fellas, we all want a Jimmy Dean. You know what I'm talking about? We all want a Jimmy Dean. At the end of the night, man, we got the Jimmy Dean. You know what I'm talking about. We want to bring that sausage into play. That's what we want to do. We want to take that sausage out the wrapper and put it in the pan so that the fun begins. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Some of us is Jimmy Deaning, and some of us is Vienna sausages. You know what I'm talking about? The little mini sausage. It's still a sausage. It would have a big yo sausage, it don't matter. It's still a sausage. You work with what you got. If you ain't blessed, then go and get your Vienna on. I'm just saying. If you ain't blessed, you ain't hot linking or polar sausage, and you ain't Jimmy Deaning, go and get your Vienna sausage on without the cracker. You know what I'm talking about. And don't be afraid. That's all I'm saying. Work with what you got. Ladies, you know what I mean? Learn to love your damn self. Love to love yourself first, man, before you start messing with some of these brothers out there, man. Love to love yourself first. That way, if you love you, you always take care of you. You always put you in the best possible position that you can. And guess what? It's all love when you love you first. That way, you can't fall for no bull dookie bullshit. You can't fall for it because you love you. You know what you want. Get a standard. Have a standard. You know what I mean? I know there's some brothers out there be pen-palling. You know what I'm talking about? The brothers, my brothers are on the lockdown. They be pen-palling hard and trying to win some support, meaning some book support. You know what I mean? Not really emotional support, but that book support, that financial support. So you can put some money on their books so they can get deep in the canteen. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? I got four girls. I want them to do better than that. I'm sorry, brothers, it's on the lockdown. If you ain't feeling me, oh, well. It is what it is. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Y'all stay in the struggle. But, you know, come out that bullshit because it's a real life waiting for you outside these prison walls. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, people like 45, a.k.a. Trumpy, you know what I mean? They trying to put us back, man, move us back 50 years. That's what they trying to do. They trying to, you know what I mean, continue to allow the police to do what they do and brutalizing the brothers in the streets. And a lot of the Republicans out there don't want to really recognize what's going on because they, you know what I mean, conservative. Conservative means to preserve, keep the status quo, keep things the way they are. So don't stay woke, man. Don't just be over there Wakanda and crossing your arms and think you're really doing something in your community. Get active, man. Get active. Get some knowledge in your bones. You know what I'm saying? In your head. Get some knowledge, man. Don't be afraid to get deep. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid. Because if you ain't involved, then guess what? You can't say shit. If you ain't involved, don't say a mother thing. You know what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, to keep it light, just to keep it light, yesterday was Slurpee Day. Did y'all go out there and get your free damn sugary ass Slurpee free one? They had them yesterday all day. You just walk up in that biatch and walk in any 7-Eleven and get you a free Slurpee. I mean, it was kids all up in there slinging Slurpee juice. They had a Slurpee fight in the one that I went to. They was throwing Slurpee juice everywhere, and the people was upset. But that's their damn fault for making it a National Slurpee Day. What you expect kids to do is hot as hell. They going to sling Slurpees. That's what they do. But anyway, like I said, we keeping it light. Once again, on the ones and twos, my man, Master Green. I'm paying homage to that brother, man. He got some good things in the works. You know what I'm saying? He got some private projects that he's doing, some artists that he's working with. He's doing big things. And so we want to make sure we support Master Green's artists that are out there. You know what I mean? You never know. You never know. Keep the hope alive. Keep the dream alive. Make sure that you do what you do. Support these brothers and stay positive, get that positive energy. Stop being so damn negative. My God, stop it. It don't make no damn sense. Matter of fact, I was positive this morning. I went on down the street, and I got me 2 donuts, y'all. I have been, you know, I have been depriving myself of my beautiful twist donut and maker bar. I had, you know what I mean, stopped doing it. I hadn't had one in about 4 months, and I was feeling like a crackhead, and I decided to go down there and get me 2 donuts. I used to get 4, so I went half of what I used to do. I'm trying to do better. I mean, I ain't got it all together. I'm just trying to do better than what I used to do. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to do better. That's you feel me? I'm trying to do better. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to do better in 2018. I'm trying to make some stuff happen. I got a physical trainer. And don't call the food police and let them know I had 2 damn donuts. I'm telling them I'm snitching on my damn self. So all y'all out there trying to judge me, knock it off. Knock it off. I'm just saying. My brother trying to do what he can do. So anyway, if you're not afraid to call in tonight and holler at your boy Big Beef, please do so. You can do so 646-668-8287. Or you can log in at culturezineradio.com. That's www.culturezineradio.com. That's KULTURE radio.com. Don't be afraid. Call in culturezineradio.com and holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? I don't bite, so make sure you do what you do, keep it relevant, and keep it beautiful, because we got a beautiful show for you tonight. As you can see, we got this beautiful song coming to you by the Ohio Players called I Wants to Be Free. I wonder what that means. I want to be free, too. I want to be free of some bullshit. I want to be free of my woman complaining all the damn time. I want to be free to know that when I come home, every now and then it's a meal. Listen, your boy Beef does a whole lot. I get out, man, I get in the kitchen, I fries it up. I probably cook 99.9% of the time I cook. And I love to cook, especially, you know, I mean, I love to be that romantic brother. So I don't have a problem cooking, bringing the wine, bringing your plate to you, and then I'm going to rub your hoofs. You know, so I'm going to rub them feet until you secrete. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to make sure that you have a hurricane down yonder. You know, from a category 5, I'm going to keep your penny alive. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby. Let's get it, man. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fellas, we got to do better, man. I'm telling you, there's some brothers out there like Beef that don't care. You know what I mean? It keeps it active. We get it in. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to romance the stone. Let it be known. It's all good. Man, I just want to see some beautiful phalanges out there. That's what I want to see. I want to see these sisters out there just rocking the pretty feet with the natural hairs, with the fruits and berries and juices all on your scalps, curled up, and some of y'all knotted up. Anyway, however you do, I'm supporting you anyway. Wear your own shit. Quit wearing all these Indian, East Indian girls' hair and whatnot, Brazilian hair and whatnot. Wear your own shit. Rock your own shit, lady. You know what I mean? Every now and then a brother want to put his hand in your skeleton. You know what I mean? Go deep into your skulls and scratch your scalp and grease it for you. But we can't do it if you got a damn weave in your shit. We can't do it. So don't be afraid to go all natural. You feel me? If you can or if you can't, whatever, that's on you. But I'm telling you, I'm ready to get it. I want to see, you know, just once I like to reach off in a sister's scalp and not hit a track. Shit. Just once. Feel like I'm at Amtrak around the Union Station. You know what I mean? So many damn tracks in that head. Stop it, ladies. Stop it. Go natural. And if you can't go natural, then Wakanda your shit. Take it off. Get rock the ball head. You know what I mean? The ladies that was doing it in the movie Black Panther, they was doing it. They were showing their skeletons. It was beautiful. The sisters were sexy with the bald heads. I was like, okay, I see you. I see you. You know what I mean? Some of y'all can't do it, though. If you got, you know what I mean, mama and daddy or mama and grandma whooping you on top of the head, you got knots and whatnot, don't do it. Don't do it. So what I'm saying to you is don't be afraid to rock your natural skeleton or your hair. If you ain't got the hair, then rock your skeleton. Shave it, keep it nice, and let's get it, man. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to be you. Somebody wants to see all that. You mess around, I'm dating somebody, and they turn around and she pull off her hair and you pull off the wig, and she look like a three-month-old. She got nothing but baby hair all around her. Edge is gone. Top gone. All you got is baby hair. You know what I mean? Stop it. My goodness. You putting all them chemicals and whatnot on top of your dome, and now you don't know what to do with your damn self. So, hey, that's all I'm saying. Let a brother know. Call in 646-668-8287. You know what I mean? That's what we need. We need that. We need that love. So make sure you call in and let us know what's good with you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Master Green's got a song coming to you by the Ohio Players called I Wants to Be Free. Let's get it, MG, a.k.a. Master Green. Let's get it. Ohio Players, baby. Big Beef in the Funk Show. What it is, Funk Files, baby. We coming live at you right now. Let's get it. Master Green, put it on, baby. Put it on, man. Put it on him. Put it on him, man.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, that you told me. You know, I never could conceive. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am.
Oh, oh.
I'm gonna be free, child. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be free. I'm acting funny.
Oh, girl.
Oh, but I'm getting away from you, honey. I'm gonna be free, child. Are you listening? I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. I don't need your loving no more. I'm gonna be free. Oh, Lord, yeah.
What it do, what it do. That was I Want to Be Free by the Ohio Players. This your boy Big Beast and the Funk Files, Master Greens on the ones and twos. I hear we got a caller on the line. Who's on my vine? What it do? We got a caller?
I don't know. Is it me?
It's me.
Oh yeah.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm active, loved one. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to beat the heat. I can't stand
What's
it. I'm tired of it.
What's going on the beach? It's crazy hot. It's ridiculously hot.
It's too hot, loved one. It's too damn hot. I don't like the summer. I really don't. I'd like it, but I don't. I like it because the women bring out the phalange, the toes. And when they bring out the toes, it opens up my nose. You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, don't even get started with the rhyming. No rhyme, no reason.
I love the feet. They make me secrete. You feel me? Wow, watch out. You better know it. You better know it. If you got a pair
I'm
of beautiful
the
feet,
shot.
Then bring them. Oh, my goodness. You at the appropriate place. Listen, loved one, you at the nail shop right
now? Today?
My topic right now, okay, keep it light. I'm trying to understand why the commander-in-chief, he is bringing and open up the doors for these white supremacists. There are now 6 white supremacists running for office right now, currently. 6 white racist groups of Republicans, new Republicans out there that are running for office. And it has to, as Don Lemon said the other night, he said, before, that would have been political suicide. Why is it that they now feel so comfortable to reveal themselves? It has to be because of the commander-in-chief. And I have
to
agree.
It's the culture. Yeah, it's the culture being bred and spread from the top down. I mean, I don't see that all these people have been harboring all of these thoughts now, but it's just like when any other thing becomes standard, it's typical, it becomes accepted. And so now it's just it's the norm now. They can just feel like they can say, were you watching them interrogate that FBI guy today, his name? The guy said to him, he said something, and the man responded to him, one of the panelists, and he told him, I don't give a damn what you think, just like that.
Yeah, I heard it.
I was like,
I would have
been like, look, don't let me, you better lay low, because if I catch you in the parking lot, it's going down.
Yeah.
You don't talk to me like that.
That came from that harshness, that raw, rugged is coming from 45, and they feel like they no longer have to be politically correct.
I'm not running to anybody in person. I hear other people's stories. Maybe I just have this don't F with me look face, because you don't want none of this face. But I hear people talking about all kind of incidents where they're running into just everyday average, activities and getting tripped on, and people being bold, especially Walmart, stepping to you.
No, I got it right here on my
crazy
street. My next door neighbor, is a fully fortified Trump fan. And he lets it be known. He really does. He lets it be known that I shouldn't be upset. I just need to go ahead and accept whatever it is that Trump is doing and not wig out. That's what he told me. And he lets me know that the economy is booming, and he don't care about the babies being separated, my Mexican brothers and sisters being separated from their beautiful babies. He don't care about that. Trump said just yesterday, he said, well, if you're having a problem with the babies being separated, stop coming over here. That's what that was his solution.
Right.
That was his solution. So what I'm saying is, if you have a man that's that brash, non-empathetic, then, what is he supposed to do?
That abrasive.
I mean, what is he supposed to do? Exactly. We have an abrasive.
He seems to revel in his abrasiveness. Like, that's like his calling card or something. And I mean, I just wish he was just find himself in my arena, step to me. I'll show him what time it is. I'll go straight up South Central on his ass.
I wish it was that easy. I really do.
I know. When is the impeachment coming? That's what I'm ready for. It doesn't seem like there's no movement on it, even though they say there's possibilities with this, with these investigations, that there's some impeachable offenses, but I'm afraid they're not going to find anything, or they're going to just let stuff slide, and we're going to have to endure. What, he been in there a year now? 2 years?
He's been in there a good year and a half. I believe it's a good year and a half now.
Right, November.
And it's too long.
A year and a half. I mean, I was like, devastated. I swear I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't watch news for like 6-7 months because I just couldn't believe that this was allowed to happen, that he is actually president of the United States of America. Like, how did it happen? And then he's just, it's like the whole morale of the entire country took a nosedive when he got in office. And he wants to say he's been the most unifying president. But unifying who? He's collected all the white supremacists and all of them together in one place. But they're the only people, you know, being a cohesive unit. But the rest of us are not agreeing with them and nothing else that he's doing. So
absolutely,
I don't know who he
absolutely
thinks he's being, how he thinks he's being a unifying force. But he's always giving himself all the best accolades that he can think of. Everything is just peachy king, and he's the greatest ever.
Well, as you know, that's his M.O. That's his M.O. His M.O. is just that. He loves to toot his own horn. You know that.
Yeah, and he likes
you
to take credit for other people's accomplishments, too.
Absolutely. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. What I want to do is I want to get off of 45 for just a second, and I want to get back on the toes. I heard you say you were in a salon.
I am currently.
Repair shop where they repair and beautify foot.
Oh, they didn't need no repair. They just need beautifying a little bit.
Oh. Okay, well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful because that means that I firmly believe that when a woman takes care of her toes, she takes care of everything else. The feet are, you know what I mean, are very important. A lot of brothers be slipping on the feet. If, brother,
like they're
the
gateway to
feet,
the soul or something.
Oh, my God. Yes, they is. That, yes,
no,
they is.
Not.
Told,
they just,
oh, my
just
God.
Feet.
I'm just saying.
Feet.
If I rub feet for a good 2 hours, sometimes longer,
mm-hmm,
if only if they're pretty. I don't want to put my hands if you got kerns and bunions.
Oh, I ain't going to even say nothing. Oh, somebody,
you know what I mean? I hate
when
you got chipped toenail polish on and you walking around with your foot on display and you got
the lady that left
and
out of here
corns
me
on your feet and you, come on, stop all of that.
She
put
had hammer time
on
going on.
Yeah, that's not good. Hammer time is no good. Hammer time belongs only on the stage. That's it. Only on the stage.
When I see them, I'm about to start breaking out. Come on, Hammer.
Man, it just don't make no sense.
Right.
I appreciate the fact that you are taking care of your feet. And that's a good thing. And all you ladies out there, lead by example. Matter of fact, go out there and if you go to the pedicure store tomorrow and get your hooves done and make sure you put on a cute pair of sandals.
Oh, hold on, please. I have to take, I'm sorry, I got to take this phone call.
Take that call, love one. We got a song coming to you. It's the Odyssey Brothers.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. All right.
Peace. Like I said, Master Green, let's get it in, baby. We
hello?
Got that next song by the Odyssey Brothers.
Oh,
let's get
no
it. Let's get it. We all ready, man. We got that
hello
next song. That next song by Master Green is coming to you from Master Green, the Isaac Brothers.
Yeah. Dream. to be here alone with a lover like no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am. All that I'm giving is for the love of you. All right now. Lovely as a ray of sun that touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me. My love and me. Well, smoother than a gentle breeze, blowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me, when you're loving me, love to be right in the way.
Man, Master, what it do, what it do? That was the Ohio Players. Like I said, we ready, we ready, we ready out here, man. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Make sure you call in at 646-668-8287. That's 646-668-8287. Don't be afraid to holler at your boy Big Beef and Master Green on the ones and twos. It's the Funk Files, y'all. Matter of fact, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, the Ohio Funk Museum. They're the ones that make us do what we do out here. So I want to let y'all know that we appreciate you, Ohio Funk Museum. Was hoping that Shaqui would call in tonight, but that brother must be busy. He got a lot on his plate. But like I said, we ready out here. We ready out here, and we're trying to get it in and make sure that we respect and protect and elect. We got a matter of fact, we got a new elected sheriff, first black African-American sister, Sheriff L.A. County. She just got elected. One of the highest offices in the land in the law enforcement right here in L.A., first black sister ever to be elected. I know some of y'all hate because it's law enforcement, but don't hate. You need to call on their ass one day. Shit, you better recognize. I want to give a shout-out to that sister. I can't remember her name right now, but anyway, she made history today, and that's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? That's a beautiful thing, especially in this day and age when we going through what we're going through, and we want to stay relevant. We want to stay relevant. But anyway, we need to make sure we cultivate these sisters, make sure that we you know what I mean, continue to encourage them to rock that natural hair, make sure that we encourage them to go out there and get the nails done and the pedicures. How do you do that? Well, shit, when they get their hair done and they get their nails done and their feet done, you let them know they look nice. You looking beautiful, baby. You know what I mean? Cultivate that thing so they want to go out there and make themselves look good for us. And vice versa, fellas, some of us, man, we're walking around here with sandpaper on the bottom of our feet, cutting up the sheets and ankles and whatnot. Make sure that you clip your claws. I know I'm not a fan of the shop. I'm just not a fan of it. I don't want to sit up there and make me feel feminine. You know, I don't like it. So I did try it one time, you know, make my girl happy. She paid for one for me, and it tickled. And the little Asian people were speaking, you know what I mean, speaking the language, and I didn't know what they were talking about. That wasn't what really got me. It wasn't the language barrier. It wasn't the lingo. It was the whole digging in my toes and whatnot and standing on them and touching them. I don't like people touching my feet. I like to touch women's feet. But I don't like other people touching my feet. But, yeah, that's where it was. So it was uncomfortable for me. But I did it anyway because I was trying to make her ass happy. So make sure you cultivate the love. Encourage your beautiful woman. If she recognize her feet, if she go get her toes done, make sure you look down there every now and then. And don't be concentrated just on the booty and the titty booty. Make sure you look at everything else. Don't be looking at just the titty booty and booty. Make sure you look at everything. Look at everything. It's all inclusive. Make sure you look at everything. And you know what I mean? Treat your sisters, your beautiful. You got a woman. You got your rib, whatever you want to refer to on your right hand, whatever you want to call her, your backup sister, your ride or die, whatever you want to call her. Make sure you recognize the fact that she's trying to beautify herself. You know what I mean? Mainly for herself, but also it's for you. And so make sure that you recognize when she go out there. I heard so many sisters tell me all the time, like, when I do something, he don't even appreciate it. He don't even look. He don't even say nothing about it. You know, so, fellas, we got to be more aware, because guess what? There's always that wolf out there or that shark, that big, great white that's swimming through the water to smell a drop of blood from 2 miles away in the damn water waiting, lurking to get your baby. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know that, brother. It's always creepy when it's get in her ear and tell her some bullshit, and the next you know, he knocking your woman down, and you mad. Because you wasn't on top of your game. Get on top of your game. Step it up. LeBron yourself right now. LeBron yourself. Step up your game. You feel me? You understand what I'm doing. You understand what I'm doing. Yes, indeedy. I got Master Greens on the ones into the twos. Yes, sir. And we ready for y'all asses tonight. Yes, sir. We ready for y'all ass tonight. Don't be afraid. We got this song. It's called Zane. Hey, me. DJ,
Zane. What you talking about, Zane? Master Green, is you ready to put it on for him one time? Put it on for him one again before we leave up out of here. Go and put it on him. Once again, don't be afraid to call in 646-668-8287. Get your damn toes did, ladies. Don't be afraid. Get that puddle curl. I ain't mad at you. Master Green, where you at, baby? Where you at, baby? Where you at? Funk Museum, let's get it, man. Let's get it. We all up in here ready. Damn, I need a donut. I'm trying to quit. But I love them damn donuts. I love donuts and toes. If I could just get a woman to put some twist between her toes, it'd be on and cracking. I'll marry your ass. Yes, a maple bar, sample it up and put it between your toes. I'll do something to you. I know that's I sound bad, but that's the truth. Maple donuts and toes. That's it. That's all I need. Donuts and toes. Toes and donuts. Whatever you want. Whatever. Order it. I don't care as long as I get both of them. I want them both. I want it all. Can I get it all? Master Green on the ones and twos. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Zane, let's go. Let's play that last song, brother. Let's get it. We all ready up in this piece. Let's get it. Let's get it. Don't be afraid.
Everybody move your body. Now do it. Hear the song that's gonna make you move and groove. Hey, DJ, keep playing that song all night.
What it do, what it do. Once again, I appreciate y'all. It's your boy, Big V from the Funk Files, and on the ones and twos, my man, Master Green. What it is, what it is. We about to get up out of here in the next 2 minutes, so I would like to end with this. Ladies, fellas, make sure that we cultivate one another. You know what I mean? That means grow up. Grow up some stuff within the person that you love. Feed them the stuff that's going to make them flourish. Not flourish. You know what I mean? Make them flourish. The stuff that's going to make them flourish, let's make them grow. Matter of fact, fellas, we need to water and cultivate our sisters. When I say water and cultivate, I don't mean put literal water on them, but put the stuff that's going to grow something beautiful in them, like a compliment, like appreciation, like a date night. You know what I mean? Take the time out. You know what I mean? Take her somewhere. You know what I mean? It don't have to be somewhere expensive, but just somewhere with just you and her, and she knows it's all about you and her. You put the effort in. Do something that you don't normally do. Stretch yourself. Make sure that you get out there and, you know what I mean, let her know. Let your woman know that you really appreciate her and you appreciate the support that she gives you and the back. She's the backbone and she's your rib and whatnot. Let her know that you really care. And, you know what I mean, you really love her. There's nothing wrong with that, brothers. We can stop being hard. Stop trying to act like you don't really care when you really do. And sisters, make sure that you cultivate that brother. You know what I mean? Make sure that you know he got you. He know that you know that you got his back. And you ready and you're going to support his dreams and all the things that he wants to do with it. Even if he ain't shit, encourage him to be shit. You know what I mean? Stop talking shit all the time, talking about a nigga ain't shit. You stop it. Make sure you go ahead and you make sure you support that brother. Make sure that you let him know that, you know what, we're going to do the best that we can. That's what we want to do. So on that note, I want to make sure that Uncle Beefy, Big Beef in the Funk Files, and my man Master Green know that if nobody else loves your stinking ass, we love you. So make sure you call in next month, the second Thursday of the month, always as we do and how we do, at 646-668-8287. Or you can log in at culturezineradio.com, www.culturezineradio.com. That's all one word. Make sure you log in next time. Until then, guess what? We about this piece. Master Green, you know what we do. Holler at your boy. What? Let's get it, man. Until the next time, I'm out. Peace. Love y'all. Ain't got nothing but love for you, man. Let's be out.